This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
It's 5:15 here on Joy 94.9 CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam. So we have a couple of guests in the studio. It's Foster Care Week here in Australia all week. And I hope it's Australia. I'll check that in a sec. We've got a couple of guests. One familiar voice to lots and lots of people here at Joy is Megan Holden, who is the Regional Director of Southeastern Region of Berry Street Foster Care. Hey, Megan.
Hi, how are you going?
We're well. And also in the studio with us is the Senior Advisor for Home-Based Care, Anita Pell. Anita, welcome to Joy.
Thank you very much.
Lovely to have you in the studio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, it is Foster Care Week. That is national, isn't it? Did I get that right?
Is it National Victoria? I don't know if it's this week or what.
All right. I'm not the only one who doesn't know, so that's fine. It's Foster Care Week.
It is now national.
Okay. Certainly in Victoria, it's Foster Care Week.
Absolutely. Tell us, what does Foster Care Week mean?
Well, Foster Care Week is about raising awareness of foster care, which we're always trying to do, but also just a time to celebrate and to say thank you to the people that are foster carers around, certainly around the state. So there's lots of events happening and to raise the discussion about the need for foster care.
Okay. Now, Anita, you're right in the heart of helping people who are performing foster care. Is that right? Is that why you're an advisor for home-based care?
Yes, in a sense. I don't work directly with the carers or with the children and young people in care, but I provide support and resources to the staff across the organisation who do. But a lot of my work is around service development and, you know, providing consultancy and so forth. But the last time I was here, I was talking about the work that I'd been doing on developing up a new model of care for Victoria and even broadly more Australia. And so it's great to be able to come and talk to you about how that's going.
All right. Well, how is it going? I mean, Megan, this is something you were on in a project last year, is that right?
We've done a couple of projects, and certainly for Berry Street, you know, the development of foster care has been our absolute passion. And so part of that's been the work of Anita, and part of that's been about promoting to the GLBTI community as well and really wanting to develop that area of foster care.
All right. So you say you've been talking about the model going forward, which includes LGBT people and others,
yes,
I guess. Flesh it out for us.
Okay. So, Chris, the situation that we're in at the moment and have been for a number of years now is that we're still continuing to lose more carers than we are retaining carers and mm-hmm. recruiting carers. And so some of the other states are doing better than us, but a lot of the other states reimburse their carers a lot more as well. And so part of what I've been doing is developing up a model that will see us being able to recruit in a more effective way, but also to be able to retain the carers that we have. And this week, Minister Jenny Markakos announced another $1.5 million to go towards retention of carers, and hopefully some of that will spin off into training and resources for carers. We are really pleased that she's making a commitment to foster care, but we've got such a long way to go, Chris.
Okay. Mm. So it's nice to see some government support, obviously.
Yeah, it is.
And an increase financially in support.
Yeah.
What happens if I decide that I might like to be a foster carer? What can I expect in terms of help from Berry Street?
Okay. So if you become a carer with Berry Street, you'll be trained before you start to provide care. Part of our development over the last couple of years has also been to develop a fostering excellence course for carers. So not only will you be trained before you start to care, but also we provide you the opportunity to increase your learning and development over a period of time whilst you are a carer. You'll get 24-hour support from us. We have an on-call system. You'll be allocated your very own worker who will work with you and anyone else who's in your home, your partner, if you've got children, naturally the children that you have in your care, will be supported by our workers. And so, you know, Megan was going to talk to you a little bit about some of the reason why we have what we're able to do during Foster Care Week, which is really an opportunity to thank our carers.
Mm. Yeah, it's been a busy week. It's been a good week. There's been the Foster Care Association in Victoria had their AGM, which was fantastic. And they talked a lot about what was happening in the sector as well. But they also talked about their campaign, which is to foster a plant campaign this week. And the idea, which I think is a great idea, was that people would purchase a plant and put it in a place of prominence, so on a table or desk or whatever, and have a morning tea or have a dinner party or whatever, to be able to talk about some of the issues that are on a little tag with the plant.
Okay.
But having it as a talking point.
Yep.
And I guess it also symbolises, you know, you nurture and you care for a plant, and, you know, having plants around you, soothing and calming and all those sorts of things, and it represents what foster carers provide. So, you know, it helped push that discussion out, but also it helps raise some funds as well, which support the work of Foster Care Association. And across the state, there've been dinners, there's been, you know, morning teas, lots of food around,
yep.
You know, barbecues and all those sorts of things. You know, in my office we had all our carers and all our staff and kids crawling on the floor and playing and all of those things, which was great. And we also had one of our staff members get a commendation award at the Roman Clark Awards this year, which is an industry awards, for her work in supporting carers, so which is a great acknowledgement of the commitment that staff bring to supporting and getting to know their carers.
Fantastic. You had a question, Cam?
No. Intern Starthy just did a quick look up for us. No, Volunteer Week, not Volunteer Foster Week, Care. Foster Care Week. It is a national thing, but it's kind of like daylight savings.
How's that?
It's different in different states.
Okay, all right.
We do it the same time as New South Wales and Tassie,
yep.
Like daylight savings. And Queensland, South Australia, Northern Territory do it at a slightly different time,
right?
Like daylight savings.
Got it. Now, Anita, you mentioned that part of your work involves looking at why we're losing more foster carers than we're gaining. Mm. So the answer to the question around do we still need more foster carers is obviously yes. What's the main thrust of your work at the moment in terms of trying to better retain foster carers? One of them is having great Foster Care Week parties and feeding them, but what else?
It is about being able to celebrate carers and to, you know, to ensure that we're supporting not just, you know, not just the adults in the house that are caring for children, but also the sons and daughters of carers as well. And so, you know, we make sure we've got a lovely program where sons and daughters of carers can attend a training program when their parents or whoever it is that they're living with can attend and learn a little bit more about foster care and what it's going to be like for them. And then from then on, it also allows them to develop up a little network group, you know, because the thing is often, you know, kids come into your home and you might be an adolescent and the adult in the house is providing care for a 3 or 4 year old and they get into the adult's room and muck it up and carry on like that. And you know, it annoys the 13-year-old, but that they don't want mum and dad to stop it, so they're really fearful of saying, this really annoys me, I don't want right. This kid in my room. But if they've got their peers to be able to say that to, then it's easy for them to be able to process some of that, because kids, you know, actually don't want their parents to stop. It annoys them about some of the things that happen, but yeah. You know, and so we're there to support them do that as well, and it's important that we have those sort of programs to support them. The learning and development, Berry Street are really committed to providing good quality, ongoing developmental programs, professional development programs for our carers. You know, it's about remembering birthdays, and it's about mm-hmm. making sure that we thank them, we remember to be, you know, to take care of them.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it is about listening, you know, being able to pick up the phone, whether it's at 2 in the morning or, you know, 7 a.m. or just after lunch, and being able to say blah. And that you've got people there that are listening and that are supportive. And that it can never be underestimated, I think, in foster care.
And the rewards must be in the actual the kids that you look after as well.
It is. Carers will say that. We're just processing some of the information that we got from a carer survey at the end of last year, beginning of this year. And we asked the question, what is it that keeps you going? when the going is really, really tough? What is it that keeps you doing it? You know, why are you still here when there's other people that have left? And, you know, they answer differently, but they're really all the same theme, and that is we get so much from what we do, and we just love seeing the kids develop. The kids learn to trust, because, you know, one of the things that we say to carers, if there's one thing you can do for that child is help them to trust. You know, if you can trust someone, then you can communicate better, you're prepared to take some calculated risks and all of those sorts of things. And so, you know, that's what they say. There was, you know, one reply that talked, gave a parable of being a gardener, and he's saying that, you know, the plant really need a little bit of water when it came, and you know, he was just the nurturer, and it was just wonderful to watch that, you know, that plant grow. And
fantastic, yeah, fantastic. Yeah. If we're interested in becoming foster carers, how can we do it?
Probably the quickest and easiest way is to go to the Fostering with Pride website, and you can register for more information and phone numbers on there and a bit more that you can read, and we can get in touch with you.
That's fosteringwithpride.org.au?
Yes, it is.
There we go. I thought I remembered it right. Megan and Anita from Berry Street, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
It's been lovely to hear from you. I hope the celebrations for Foster Care Week continue to be full of food.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your support, guys.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.